तुल्यं यत् प्रेत्य तत्फलं यूयं तदनुमोदध्वं पितृदेवर्षयो मला कर्तुः शास्तुरनुज्ञातु तुल्यं यत्प्रीत्य तत्फलं यूयं तदनुमोदध्वं पितृदेवर्षयो मला कर्तुः शास्तुरनुज्ञातु तुल्यं यत्प्रीत्य तत्फलं यूयं तदनुमोदध्वं पितृदेवर्षयो मला कर्तुः शास्तुरनुज्ञातु तुल्यं यत्प्रीत्य तत्फलं यूयं तदनुमोदध्वं पितृदेवर्षयो मला कर्तुः शास्तुरनुज्ञातु तुल्यं यत्प्रीत्य तत्फलं यूयं तदनुमोदध्वं पितृदेवर्षयो मला कर्तुः शास्तुरनुज्ञातु तुल्यं यत्प्रीत्य तत्फलं पितृदेवर्षयो मला कर्तुः शास्तुरनुज्ञातु तुल्यं यत्प्रीत्य तत्फलम् रिवर्स मीनिंग यूयं ऑल यू रेस्पेक्टेबल पर्सन्स हु आर प्रेजेंट हियर तत् That Anumodadvam, kindly approve of my proposal. Pitri, persons coming from Pitri Loka. Deva, persons coming from the heavenly planets. Rishayaha, great sages and saintly persons. Amalaha, those who are cleansed of all sinful activities. Kartuhu, the performer. Sahastuhu, the order giver. Anugyatuhu, of the supporter. Tulyam, equal. Yat, which? Pretya, after death. Tat, that. Phalam, result. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers and saintly persons to support my proposal. For after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, its director, and its supporter. Please repeat. I request all the pure-hearted demigods, forefathers, and saintly persons to support my proposal. For after death, the result of an action is equally shared by its doer, its director, and its supporter. The purport. The government of Prithu Maharaj was perfect because it was administered exactly according to the order of the Vedic injunctions. Prithu Maharaj has already explained that the chief duty of the government is to see that everyone executes his respective duty and is elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The government should be so conducted that automatically one is elevated to Krishna consciousness. King Prithu, therefore, wanted his citizens to cooperate fully with him. For if they assented, they would enjoy the same profit as he after death. If Prithu Maharaj, as a perfect king, were elevated to the heavenly planets, the citizens who cooperated by approving of his method would also be elevated with him. Since the Krishna consciousness movement going on at the present moment is genuine, perfect and authorized and is following in the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj, anyone who cooperates with this movement or accepts its principles will get the same results as the workers who are actively propagating Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So this today's sloka starts with Yuyam Tad Anumodadvam. You all please approve my proposal. So proposal is being said and will be said also. So what is he said? Actually, in the beginning of this chapter, Vidura inquired from Maitreya Muni that King Prithu has performed such a wonderful activities. Who in the world is not so intelligent to not glorify him? That means any intelligent person, knowing him, such an amazing personality, will certainly glorify. So Vidura asked Maitreya Muni that, please, tell me about him more. I want to hear, because he is a very amazing person. So, when Lord Vishnu left, after giving instruction to Prithu Maharaj, so Prithu Maharaj came, enter his home, that's what he says. So he came to a place where everyone was present. His priests are there, his citizens are there. Also the Devarshi, Devar Shayomala, right? Pitris, his forefathers are there. Devatas, demigods are there. And they are all pure-hearted. And rishis, sages are there. So he is addressing them all. So please, whatever I am going to say, please support me. Support my proposal. What is his proposal? At that time when he stood up to speak up, he was looking so wonderful, so nice. It is said that since he was performing sacrifice, and so when you become initiated, when you are initiated in performing sacrifice, you have to remove some of your ornaments. So, not having ornaments, Prithu Maharaj's body was looking so so wonderful, so nice, so beautiful. So when he stood up, he was so charming. And he started speaking. So at that time also, Maitreya Muni describes how his body looked like, how his personality was so amazing. He has big chest, big arms, you know, strong arms, deep eyes, and so on. Gives a nice curly hair, dark. A nice description. I won't get too, I don't give you too much on that. So Prithu Maharaj, having such wonderful feature, started to ask first of all, what he spoke also is analyzed by Maitreya Muni, that he spoke very nice words. Charu mrishtam chitrapadam abhiklavam, he says. Charu means very beautiful words, he said. Chitrapadam means, in his words there are mystic sounds, something amazing. Mrishtam means there was no politics involved, there was no selfish in his words. And abhiklavam means anybody can follow his instructions without being overwhelmed, what he's going to say. So Prithu Maharaj says that, you know, what someone who is inquisitive and gains knowledge, and when he gains knowledge, he has to share, right? He has to share. So whatever I have realized, I am going to share with you. It is not that I am going to instruct you, I am going to enforce some rule on you, but it is just my proposal, is my realization. Please support me. Please support me. So what he says, first of all, I am appointed by you all as a king. So, and then he gives what is the duty of Kshatriya. Duty of Kshatriya is to rule the kingdom with dharma. Kshatim dharmena palayat. Kshatriyohi prajarakshan dandapani pradandayan. Nirjitya parashainyadi kshatim dharmena palayat. The duty of Kshatriya is to protect his kingdom, protect his citizens, dandapani, hold a weapon. And for what? Hold a weapon for what? There are two kinds of people hold a weapon, you know. One is Kshatriya, king. The others are aggressors, terrorists. They also have hold a weapon, but they do nothing good to anyone, right? Sri Prabhupada gives the symptoms of aggressors in Bhagavad Gita. I was teaching my students, he's sitting in the back there. There are six symptoms of aggressors. An aggressor is one who will try to kill you by giving poison. An aggressor, second symptom is he will want to destroy you by putting fire on your house, burn your house. And the third symptom of aggressor is that he will kidnap, you know, your family, your wife. And fourth symptom of aggressor is he will take away your riches, whatever you possess. And fifth one is that he takes away your land, your property. And sixth is what? Anyone? Shem? Anyway, we'll find out. So these six symptoms. There are six symptoms of aggressors. Okay, Gaurangi. Yes, one who attacks with deadly weapons. So aggressor also have the weapon to attack you. So king also have weapon to protect you. The king has a weapon in his hand to protect you. The aggressor has a weapon in his hand to kill you for no good. Right? So that's the difference, aggressors and kshatriya. So dandapani pradandayan, he has danda, means a weapon in his hand to subdue, to punish the aggressors, the rogues and thieves. And nirjitya parashainyadi, and his duty, one of the duty, is that he has to conquer the enemy's army and then rule your kingdom with dharma. Kshatriyo hi prajarakshan dandapani pradandayan nirjitya parashainyadi kshitim dharmena palaye. And there are duties of brahmanas. We are not talking about brahman today. Talking about kshatriya. So that's the duty of kshatriya. So Prithu Maharaj says, I am Dandadhara. You have appointed me as the king to punish the rogues and thieves and to protect my citizens. So I would make this proposal that everyone in my country, in my kingdom, should follow their own Varnasram system. We have been hearing Varnasram last few days. Varna and Ashram. Whoever, whatever category, whatever Varna and Ashram he is, he must follow. Varna means Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. These are Varnas. And Ashram means Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. These are Ashrams. So everyone has their duties. So, as stated in Vishnu Puran, what he said, Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman. Everyone who lives, who follows Varnasrama system, his main duty, of one who is following Varnasram system is to worship Lord Vishnu. Nanya tattosha karana. There is no other way you can please Lord Vishnu. So, everyone should follow. So, what is the benefit to king if everybody follows the Varnasram system? If everybody follows their activities, their, Swadharma. Swadharma means also Varnasram Dharma. Swadharma means whatever Varna, whatever Ashrama you are, you follow your Dharma, so that is Varnasram Dharma. So by following, so every citizen follows Varnasram Dharma, what is the benefit to king? So that's why he says here, Gartu Sastur Anugyatus. Tulyam. Tulyam is equal. Yat pretya, after leaving this body, whatever result they are supposed to get, they will get. What was the result? We read this before. The last time I gave class, it was the same, similar shloka. 1/6, Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj also mentioned day before. 1/6 of the citizens' pious activity, the king receives. If the king is so responsible and he is teaching the citizen to live according to their varna and ashrama and of course worshipping Lord Vishnu, and that way he is engaging everybody in the devotional service, and the citizen follow the injunction of king, then that is the exchange. King gets 1/6 of citizens' the pious activities, and also the citizen get the pious activities of the king. In the previous sloka, it was mentioned that if the king is irresponsible, he is not teaching his citizens to follow dharma and to worship Lord Vishnu, and therefore everybody goes and does whatever they want and indulge in the sinful activities, so the king will have to suffer whatever sinful activities they perform, they commit. And whatever pious activities the king would have, the citizen will get, and the sinful activities the king will get, and he has to suffer for that. Therefore, king has to be trained, first of all, how to rule the kingdom and make his kingdom Krishna conscious. So Srila Prabhupada writes here in purport, the government of Prithu Maharaj was perfect because it was administered exactly according to the orders of Vedic injunctions. So Vedic injunctions means the kingdom, citizens were given instructions how they should live based on their own nature. Somebody would like to be Kshatriya, he should act as a Kshatriya. Somebody would like to be Brahman, he would act as a Brahman and follow his dharma, Swadharma. Srila Prabhupada mentioned many times that nobody becomes Brahman or Kshatriya by birth. It is the absurd idea that people get into in these days. I am born in a Brahmana family, therefore I am Brahmana. Who you are to teach me? But you have to see if he is really following Brahmana Dharma, his Swadharma. If he is not, Narada Muni explains in 7th canto, Yasya yallakshanam proktam punso varna vivyanjakam yadan natra vidrishet tattena iva vinirdishet. Narada Muni has explained all the activities of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, all those. But if you find somebody was born as a Brahmana, but if he does some another kind of activities, then he would be known as that. If a Shudra will be so inclined to worship the Lord and do Brahmanical activities, then he should be known as Brahmana. Yad anatrapi drishyeta tattena iva vinirdishet. If you find difference in that, so you should know that person is inclined to that the particular system, and so he should be known as based on his qualities and his activities. Tattena iva vinirdishet. So Prithu Maharaj says, if the king performs dharmanushtan, means he rules the kingdom with dharma, so dishtadrik karma shakshi, the Lord is knowing what is happening, Lord knows everybody, so the Lord will provide the results of his activities. So the same results you will also receive, all the citizens. So with that, he says also that if a king is only taking the taxes from the citizens and not giving them proper guidance, then he becomes the he has to suffer. Papa phalam bhunkte, prajanam shamalam bhunkte. Prajanam shamalam bhunkte means he has to suffer the sinful activities that the citizens are following and the committing. And sam bhagam jnana aishwarya adhikam cha jahati. Whatever he have acquired, gyan, aishwarya, knowledge and pious activities, that he will lose. So he prajaha Do not think, so Prithu Maharaj encouraging his citizens, do not think that I am imposing some strange rules upon you that will be difficult to perform. Please don't think that way. Adukshaji bhagavati dhiriyesham tadrishya satyah. You all become Krishna conscious and you all think of Krishna. Everybody think of Krishna. And that way you will do your good. You will do good for yourself and you will also do good for me. Paraloka hitartham. So, he Pitri Deva Rishayaha. So, in this sloka, he says, Pitri Deva Rishayaha Amalaha. Because he says, all those people who are present there, they were all pure-hearted. Therefore, they could accept the injunction of Prithu Maharaj, and they immediately said, thank you. Very well said, well said. Amala. Because they are pure-hearted. They could accept his injunctions. So the words of Prithu Maharaj were analyzed this way, and there are more slokas that are coming on that category what he is analyzing. The same way we can see in Canto 1, when Arjuna brought Ashwatthama tied up and brought to Yudhishthir. Well, of course, he brought it to show Draupadi, because he promised, I'll bring his head. Whoever hath killed your sons, I'll bring his head. But when he captured him, he brought him not only head, with head. So Draupadi, when he saw that was the son of his their guru, Dronacharya, son of guru is tied up like an animal and brought to the camp. So Draupadi, being so soft-hearted, so kind, compassionate, he said, no, please, don't do any harm to him. Let him go. Muchyatam esha brahmano nitaram guru. Brahman is, in any case, he becomes guru. He's a guru. We should not punish him. Don't do this, please. Let him go. In this way, she gives many, many reasons why we should not punish him. And Shruta Goswami analyzes that. And he says, she spoke very nicely, dharmyam. She spoke, in her statements, there was religion involved. And there was just involved. And there was a compassion involved. And nirvyalikam, and there was no selfish. And equality. And analyzing that, he appreciates how Draupadi has made her statement so nicely. She said, my dear husband, you have learned. First of all, she said, let him go. This is Brahmana's son, and Brahmana's son is Brahman, and so we have to respect him. This according to religious principles. So that was first one. Second, she said, you have studied all the dhanurvidya, the martial arts from his father, and you knew very well how to chant mantra, how to release them and how to bring them back. So expertly you knew because of his mercy. Because of his mercy you learned all that. So now you want to kill him, it is not proper. Let him go. And third one she said, just. Just is what स एष भगवान् द्रोण प्रजारूपेण वर्तते तस्यात् मनोवर्धम पत्न्यास्ते नानोगाद् वीरशु कृपी. सो सेम द गुरु द्रोणाचार्य हैज टेकन बर्थ एज अश्वत्थामा. Because the Shastra says that the son is also, son is as good as father. Atma vai jayate putra. Father himself takes birth as son. So Ashwatthama is as good as Dronacharya in this case. So we have to see guru in him. And the next statement is, she said, your family is so glorious. Your family is so glorious. Everyone respects as Bharata Vansis. But if you do this little mistake, then you'll ruin your fame. And another thing is, if in history, anyone who have insulted Brahmana for nothing, that Kshatriya is ruined. So therefore, analyzing all these reasons, please let him go. And also, the Dronacharya, he is only one son. And his father was killed in the war. Now, Dronacharya's wife, Kripi, she is waiting that I have one son, so he will protect me. But if you kill him, then she will cry like me. Just like I'm crying because I lost my sons, so she will also cry. So I don't want her lament like me, I don't want her to go through the same experience as I have gone. So please, don't do it. So in this way, Shuddha Goswami analyzes the words how Draupadi have said. So I can see the same here. Prithu Maharaj has said very well, very nice statement to encourage his citizens to follow his system. So the point is that whenever when we learn to speak, we should speak in such a way that these qualities would come. Because I can speak, I should not speak simply speak anything. What Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, there are the austerity of words. Austerity of word is what? That you speak satyam priyahitam tayat. You speak the truth, you speak pleasing words, and you speak something that you can do welfare to others. By your speaking, somebody's heart is changed. That benefits somebody. And also, the austerity of words is studying the scripture. Studying the scripture. Those are the austerity of the words. So therefore, we should not waste our words in vain, talking all kinds of stuff. Speak that is necessary. And speak that is very essence. Very much, what is called, full of essence. It is described that when Lord Vishnu appears and he speaks, he does not simply speak anything. He will speak very essential words. So that is the lesson for us. We speak essential. I mean, of course, if we have to preach, we have to preach and speak so much. I speak so much to convince someone, to bring someone to Krishna consciousness, but we don't speak anything. we have to speak based on the Shastra, Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Whatever we have heard from Guru, spiritual master, whatever we read, we study, we have studied from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita or from the Shastra, that we present. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, that makes our words perfect. And also, if you can quote from the Shastra, that makes someone really impressive. So those are the thoughts today in this verse. So talking about Varnasram Dharma, so that will go on the continuation. So everyone in Varnasram Dharma should follow their particular duties and worship Lord Vishnu by chanting. Because Srila Prabhupada mentions that in this age there are no Brahmanas, there are no Kshatriyas, there are no Vaishyas, no Shudras. There are no real Shudras. They are just simply Shudras. So therefore, in this age, we don't find that kind of ideal king. You know, some political party may be known as religious, but until they come to the position, when they come to the position, then you don't see much happening. You know, of course, there was some improvement in when you know was that BJP, Bharatiya Janata Party, you know, came to the position. That was the time when the Delhi temple was opening. So Prime Minister came. He was invited. Prime Minister came. His associates came. They gave a nice lecture in the opening of new temple in Delhi to encourage devotees to preach Krishna consciousness throughout the country. That was nice encouragement. And those kind of rulers, if they remain a little bit longer, that would be nice, you know, it would be supportive to Krishna consciousness. Of course, Chanakya Pandit says that the good rulers, the good king will never stay too long. He will be pulled down. There are other parties, they will pull them down. Bhupati Dirga Jeevi. You don't find a king living too long. The king who is ruling nicely, he doesn't live too long. Krishna wants him back to his country, back to his back Godhead. So it was encouraging how BJP came and gave his lecture in Delhi temple. And of course, we should always cultivate those political parties, whoever they may be, BJP or no BJP. So they should visit our centers, and we can have relationship with them, so that they will become friendly to our preaching, and so in the country everyone will be able to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I will stop here. Any questions? Any comments, please? Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I wanted to inquire about the Pitra Loka. Like we hear sometimes that, are you able to hear me? That the forefathers who left their bodies, they come in our dreams, or you know, or sometimes spiritual master also who has left the body, he comes in our dreams. So, as far as the Bhagavad Gita says that, you know, the soul takes another body after the life, or it goes back to the Godhead. So, how come those forefathers or you know, the spiritual masters, they come in our dreams. While they are already left the body, they must be in some other body, or they must be somewhere else. So how do they come in our dreams? Or if they go to Pitarloka, how long they stay there for? So please clarify.
You mean those who have those who have been devotees, and you know, they go to Pitarloka? That's what you mean? Pitriloka, I mean those who are in Pitriloka. You see, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Devrata Devan Pitrini Yanti Pitribrata. Right? Bhutani Yanti Bhutesya. So those who worship Pitris. I mean, see, as I said, Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Parapaman. Those who are in Varnasram Dharma, they should worship Lord Vishnu. And that's where you please Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu is pleased and you go back to Godhead. So, in following Varnasram Dharma, if you are not Krishna conscious, then you miss the point. What happens that you are worshipping Pitris, you are worshipping Devas, you are worshipping this, you are worshipping that. And so there are some people who are so rigid, they worship Pitris every day. Right? So, this becomes your nitya karma, daily routine, that you worship Pitris. So, Krishna conscious is not that strong. So Pitri worship is stronger, so you become, you know, after death you go Pitriloka. So you remain there in Pitriloka as long as in your descendants somebody becomes pure devotee and offers you Mahaprasad. So then by that you become elevated from there, go back to Godhead. So until then you remain a Pitriloka. I mean, I don't mean you, not us, hopefully. But then those who, you know, simply following Varnasram Dharma, just simply to follow, but not being Krishna conscious, they are good people, you know, they are really pakka, you know, they wake up 4 o'clock, you know, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning and do their chanting of Gayatris and worship of their, all, you know, the deities and everything. Maybe not chanting the Hare Krishna, and, you know, not having this idea that I should chant 16 rounds. Maybe they are not initiated, right? So they are very perfectly trying to follow the Varnasrama system and are doing all these rituals. So they worship Pitris and they go Pitriloka. And if they are worshipping Devas mainly, then they go to the heavenly planet and wherever their God belongs to. So what, you know, the main point is to worship Lord Vishnu, so they will go back to Godhead. But if that point is missed, then you go to some another planet, maybe Pitriloka, maybe some another planet. So, Pitris are there as long as they don't get Mahaprasad. You know, just a week before I was in my hometown in Nepal, it just so happened that when I got there, it was the time for my father's Shraddha. You know, my father passed away many years ago. So that was Shraddha day. I got at right point, right moment. So I, you know, we all had, like me, are four brothers. We are six brothers, but we all, there are four brothers to do the ceremony. So priest comes and chants mantra. Then I was kind of concentrating. What is he chanting? So it comes to my attention that the pinda, that prasad we offer to the pitris. First of all, it's supposed to be prasad. First we offer this to Vishnu, and this prasad is offered to Pitris so that they can, they be satisfied with their hunger and thirst. And because of that, the potency of Mahaprasad, they would be elevated to Vaikuntha Loka. Akshaya Tripti Ste Heto Sadha. Akshaya Tripti means, if you not been elevated, then you eternally become satisfied with this Mahaprasad. Otherwise, you become elevated and you go back to Godhead, Vishnu Loka. So that's the purpose. But it is not explained, you know, openly. Because if a person becomes a Vishnu Bhakta devotee, then he will stop doing Shraddha. As we see in ISKCON, how many of us we are doing Shraddha? Not doing. Because chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, right? That's the main point. So then the priest have to have their things going on. So they will not explain. I also have done Shraddha in Alaswami, you know, many Shraddhas. So that's the thing we would explain. The Mahaprasad is being offered to Pitris. So they are elevated. And some of those may be, you know, have some difficulties. Some of them have died in accidents, some of them have suicided, some of them have done something. So they are untimely deaths also. They are suffering. They may not be in Pitriloka, but they are somewhere else, maybe in this world, they are, you know, they are in bad condition. So by doing Shraddha, they all become benefited. They all become benefited. Of course, if you chant Hare Krishna and become pure devotee, you are, you know, you are benefiting the whole world. But until you become pure devotee, you know, follow those rituals, then that, you know, gradually that can benefit everybody else, you know, whether they are related to you, or even they are not related, you simply wish you are good, you know, sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha. May you let everybody remain happy, be happy. May everybody remain healthy without any sickness. Sarve bhadrani pashantu. May everybody see every day the good things. Nobody should see the bad things happening in the world. And ma kashchit dukha vah bhavet. Nobody should suffer. That's our wish. If we wish, then that also, you know, people will receive that, you know, somewhere. Whoever they are suffering, they will receive this wish. Like many years ago, we went for Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. So there is one place called Nrisingapalli. It is said that Lord Nrisingadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, he washed his hand in this, you know, in this lake there. So by the side there is a tree. And many people come and tie their knots, tie some thread, tie their clothes or something in the tree, making wishes. Sometimes the wishes are for yourself, for your family, for your relatives, for somebody. But there is somebody who can do worldwide wishes. You know, may everyone remain happy in this world. But you know, Vedic injunction is that we should wish good for everybody else. We may go to hell, who cares? Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not very worried about myself, but I'm worried about my father. You know, he criticized you so much. I'm so worried about it. What happens to him? Please deliver him. Lord Vishnu says, you are devotee, why worry about it? He is already gone, he's liberated already. So not to worry. So once you are pure, once we become pure devotees, then there is nothing else we have to follow. But I think this my conclusion, until you come to that platform, we should go through this, you know, step by step and follow some of the rituals that Sanatana Goswami explains in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Those are the activities for Grihasthas, those are the activities for Brahman, you know, everybody. So step by step we become purified, and one day we hope to come to that level to be pure devotee. Hare Krishna. Is that okay?
Still I'm not... you still didn't answer that how the spiritual master is able to come in the dreams, even if he's not present in his body, in this world.
Oh, that is possible, why not? And sometimes we can see Krishna in your dream. So spiritual master is the expansion of Krishna, you know, what's called Chaitya Guru. So he can come and direct you. Many years ago I had one student in Chandigarh I was teaching. He told me one day that the last night, the previous night, before he went to sleep, he had he got some disturbances. I mean, somebody would come, when he goes to sleep, somebody comes and wakes him up to do something else, and he finishes and come back to sleep, and somebody else comes, ask him to do something else. So many times he would come, he bow down to Prabhupada on his bed and lie down. And he had to go. And so many times he did. So in dream, he told me that I saw Prabhupada. Prabhupada came. Because I was paying obeisance so many times before I go to sleep. So I happened to see Srila Prabhupada. And then he said, Srila Prabhupada showed him a stick. You know, that's his dream. So if we are so much thinking of someone, that may come to your dream. If you think of spiritual master may come to guide you in your dream. You know, if you think of Krishna, you know, it is the injunction that we should think of Krishna before we go to sleep and after we wake up, so that we may have Krishna conscious dream. So when we are thinking of someone like Guru, he can come. You know, he doesn't have to be Triloka or anywhere. Even if he is gone back to Godhead, he can, you know, he may come. Yes, Hari Bol. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu, for sharing your realizations with us. If I have a point in regards to class and just a one-liner complimenting what you were saying, those who are perfect devotees, whether they're still in this world or in the spiritual world, they're not bound by time or space or the laws of nature. So just as Krishna can be in more than one place or even have more than one form,
yeah,
when he empowers his fully surrendered devotees, they may have their spiritual form in the spiritual world, but they can appear in the form that we recognize in this world, like that. They're not limited. They're empowered by Krishna, so they can appear.
Yeah.
Just complimenting what you were saying. And one thought, I had several nice thoughts here in your class, but one thought came to mind when you were making mention of the nice service that the politician did in New Delhi, speaking about the glories of ISKCON and encouraging ISKCON to preach and what have you. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, when talking about the devotees' qualities, one of them is that the devotee is neutral. And Prabhupada in the purport talks about how a devotee doesn't take sides, and that way he's able to be neutral. And I think you presented it pretty nicely that if politicians would be like that, promoting, you know, spirituality, and they would actually act on that platform, not just words, but they would act on that platform, then that's the kind of politicians we would like to see rule. In applying that point of neutrality in regards to politics, Prabhupada instructed Hamsa Duda when he was in Germany preaching that you have to stay away from politics, because politicians come, parties come and go, and we don't want to be identified with any temporary party of any particular, you know, because we're presenting Krishna's program, which is applicable in all times for all people. So on the Vyasa Sangha, we just have to be mindful of you know, that point of not wanting to be seen as somebody. And
thank you. Thank you. So, Hare Krishna.